Okay, we are back for hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. No guest today. You've got me for the whole 2 hours. I hope that's all right with you guys. Okay, don't forget, brand new investigator class starting 2nd of June. Different type of class than I've done before. The training is in three stages, investigator, analyst, and practitioner. And previously we used to sell the analyst class bundled with the investigator. Now we've split it up. So the investigator's the part one of the training. So that starts the 2nd of June. Classes will be once every month, not once every 2 weeks, 3 hours of class. That gives you plenty of time to play with tapes and get your homework in, okay? So, and $12.50, which is a lot cheaper than the analyst class. And you can pay that off in payment plans if you wish. So, give me a call or email me. Phone number is 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. And the email address is backwards@reversespeech.com. Backwards, all in one word. Backwards, as in driving backwards, @reversespeech.com. There we go. What else would my email address be other than backwards? It's like the number plate on my car says reverse. I had that reverse number plate in California too when I lived there. I got that reverse number plate hanging up on my wall in my office. And when I got home, I applied for reverse here and I got it. So there we go. So reverse is on my car. Good stuff. All right, so we're looking at the last one on Farrakhan here. So here's the forwards.
Brother Ali Baghdadi, that is a writer and a great Arab writer, said they bombed Libya back to the Stone Age.
This is I Build Mob.
I Build Mob.
Yeah, certainly there. I Build Mob. Okay, all right. So let's move on down to this one here.
So putting lives at risk.
Absolutely. Sources and methods.
And this one is sniff them as a source.
Sniff them as a source.
Yeah, there it is. That's former Inspector Jerry McCullough. Can't say I've ever heard of him, but there we go. And now we have Hillary says Trump is a clear and present danger to America.
You know, this country of ours is really worth defending and protecting. We'll be able to prevent anything really bad from happening. It's a horrible thing to have to say about anybody in that office.
And so far in the art.
So far in the art.
Oh, yeah.
So far in the art.
Yep.
So far in the art.
Don't know what she means by so far in the art. Here, let's run the Fords again. Here's the Fords.
You know, this country of ours is really worth defending and protecting. We'll be able to prevent anything really bad from happening. It's a horrible thing to have to say about anybody in that office.
And so far in the art.
So far in the art.
Yep.
So far in the art.
So far in the art.
Yep. Yep. There we go. Okay. All right. Then we've got this one here, John Klee, talking about political correctness.
That's about the human condition. It's not excluding anyone. It's saying we all have all these plans, which probably won't come. And isn't it funny how we still believe they're
coming? This person says, should they believe I'm sad?
Shouldn't they believe I'm sad?
Huh. So here's the little run and falls again on this.
That's about the human condition. It's not excluding anyone. It's saying we all have all these plans which probably won't come, and isn't it funny how we still believe they're going to happen?
Here we are. Should they believe I'm sad?
Shouldn't they believe I'm sad?
Yeah, nice and clear there. Okay, all right. Then we've got this next one here. John Cleese again on political correctness.
that's a good idea, to the point where any kind of criticism of any individual or group can be labeled cruel.
And so it says you're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit.
Yeah, there it is. Are you full of shit? Is it you or you're full of shit?
You're full of shit. You're full of shit.
It's you.
You're full of shit.
You full of shit. There we go. If you want to call in and talk to me about these reversals or any other topic related to reverse speech, our toll-free number in America is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. Okay, where are we up to now? We are Justin Trudeau offers apology to the LGBTQ community.
We apologize on behalf of the government, parliament, and the people of Canada. We were wrong. We are sorry. We will never let this happen again. Merci. Merci.
And this one says, innocent dissent.
Innocent dissent.
Oh, yeah.
Innocent dissent.
Like to know what he's wonder what he specifically means by innocent dissent. But anyway, there we go. Innocent dissent, quite clear. I don't know what happened to in the LGBTQ community. Let's run it again.
We apologize on behalf of the government, parliament, and the people of Canada. We were wrong. We are sorry. We will never let this happen again. Merci. Merci.
An innocent dissent.
Innocent dissent. Innocent dissent.
Innocent dissent.
Yeah, there we go. No worries at all. Okay. All right. So, next one along. This is Mattis at NATO headquarters, talking about progress against ISIS.
Their sick and twisted objectives, groups like ISIS, groups that would seek to sow murder and mayhem, cannot be allowed to succeed. I will now transition to my closed remarks. Thank you, press, for being here.
This one says, ISIS, we get scum.
We get
scum. Oh, sorry, no, just we get scum.
We get scum.
We get scum. We get scum. Scum.
We get scum, yeah. Certainly. All there, let's run the forwards again so we can get a context on this. Here we go.
Their sick and twisted objectives, groups like ISIS, groups that would seek to sow murder and mayhem, cannot be allowed to succeed. I will now transition to my closed remarks. Thank you, press, for being here.
Oh, yeah, it's a congruent reversal. We get scum.
We get scum.
We get scum. We get scum.
Yeah, nice and congruent. Okay, all right, so next one along. McMaster's on North Korea.
Without some significant new actions in the form of much more severe sanctions.
This one says he's suicidal.
He's suicidal.
Oh, yeah.
He's suicidal.
Yep, certainly there.
He's suicidal.
Yeah, certainly there. Wow, talking at Kim Jong-un, I would presume. Although, with his latest policies, he's proven to be not quite so suicidal, coming to the negotiating table in a historic summit. All right, here's McMaster's again.
First of all, South Korea and Japan are improving their defense capabilities at breakneck speed, and they're doing that in cooperation with us.
It says, sudden, she'll balk on it.
Sudden, she'll balk on it.
Huh.
Sudden, she'll balk on it.
I'll be bothered. Okay, all right. And then we've got Moore 1. Huh, this is One's Life. Moore 1, don't know what this is.
My name is Janet Porter. You know what? We're paying for this microphone, so we can do whatever we want. And so I'd like to open this press conference up in prayer. Dr. Alan Keyes, would you mind opening us up in prayer?
Because it marks off my sin. Oh, that's clear. That's why she wants to have prayer, to cleanse herself, to get rid of all the sins she's carrying around. Now let's open with prayer here. Listen to the forward again. Here we go.
My name is Janet Porter. You know what? We're paying for this microphone, so we can do whatever we want. And so I'd like to open this press conference up in prayer. Dr. Alan Keyes, would you mind opening us up in prayer?
And because it marks off my sin. Yeah, there we go. All right. That's here we have the next one. Here's the forward.
And a people who have throughout their history understood that when the call came.
And this is you're sick. Yeah, nice and clear. Obviously, what he believes about the whole situation. And here's the next one.
We thank you especially, dear Lord God, for raising up amongst us here in Alabama a champion like no other.
And he says, am I black?
Am I black?
Well, I guess he is black. That's the assumption anyway. All right. And here we have the next one.
Because, like Jesus Christ, we shall be raised up in crucifixion.
And it was you?
It was you.
Oh, yeah.
It was you.
Yeah, certainly. Oh, there. It was you. Okay. All right. And then we've got... we're up to, another one on this guy.
He took me home, but I was a 14-year-old child trying to play in an adult's world.
And this is worrying his office about it. Yeah, there it all is. Okay, so now we're going to move on to, this is Netanyahu, wants war with Iranians.
That Iran is a moderate power. It harbors no hatred towards anyone.
Right. Mr. Zarif, tell that to the journalist tortured in Evin prison.
This one says, fear it. Oh, hang on. Okay, fear it. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? And here's Netanyahu again.
Which brings us back to Iran. I'm sure many of you have heard Iran's silver-tongued foreign minister charmingly explain that Iran is a moderate power. It harbors no hatred towards anyone.
Right.
And this one says, nervous now reader.
Nervous now reader.
Yeah, okay, all there. All right, okay, so let's move on to the next one here. This is December 2017, and here's Obama saying Trump doesn't know much about the world.
What do the statements you mentioned tell us? They tell us that the person who made the statements doesn't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally.
And this one says, I will send American.
Send American.
Oh, yeah.
I will send American.
I'll be bothered. Yeah, there it is. I will send American. All right. Here's Pabesta saying Pizzagate gate is debunked.
What I'm saying is I'm proud of my public career. I've executed with dignity and honesty and have never been accused of ethical violations, and
this is they will accept.
They will accept.
Yeah, despite his history, they will accept him. Is how I interpret the verse. Here, listen to the fours again.
What I'm saying is, I'm proud of my public career. I've executed with dignity and honesty, and have never been accused of ethical violations,
and they will accept.
They will accept.
They will accept. Yep, there it all is. Yep. Okay, all right. So let's move on to the next one here. And this is Trump at a Pensacola rally.
It's being proven we have a rigged system. Doesn't happen so easy. But this system, going to be a lot of changes. This is a rigged, this is a rigged system.
And he says, and all labor.
Get our labor.
Yeah, he's going to work hard for the new system. And here's the next one along.
Hispanic unemployment is the lowest ever recorded. Any Hispanics here? Any Hispanic? Any Hispanics?
This one says, and I've seen it.
And I've seen it.
Yes, you're there. All right, okay, so next one along on Trump. Here it is.
Because the only thing they really care about is protecting what they've been able to do, which is really control the country, and not to your benefit. By the way, wages starting to go up. First time in 20 years starting to go up. That's all going to happen.
This one says, I had a goal set. Yes, he did have his goals. He had goals for things he was going to accomplish, and wages have gone up. That's part of his goals. He confirms that by saying, I have a goal set.
I have a goal set.
Yeah, nice and clear. All right, so let us move on down to the next one here, and we are looking at Trump at the Pensacola rally still.
So tonight we're going to speak straight to the American people and cut right through the fake news media, right through.
And this one says, hide him soon.
Hide him soon.
Hide him soon. Not too sure what he means by that. All right, here's the next one on Pensacola rally.
They took this fraudster from ABC. They suspended him for a month. They should have fired him for what he wrote. He drove the stock market down 350 points in minutes, which, by the way, tells you they really like me, right? What do you think of it?
And this one says, they are full of shit.
Yeah, full of shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, full of shit.
Got another full of shit reversal that I play in my lectures quite often. It's quite a funny one. Let me see if I can pull that one up for you. For those of you who haven't heard it, it's one of my favorite ones. This is a businessman. I was going to go into do business with. So here's the four. This is part of our initial business discussion.
Well, we'll negotiate that with Anchor Point when we go over there. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way, if we contain sole rights to the books, the channel through us. Now, are Anchor Point always going to be publishing this book?
They have options on my next book.
That's what it says, I'm so full of shit.
I am so full of shit.
And the forward is?
The channel through us now.
And here we have Trump saying they are full of shit.
Yeah, full of shit.
And the forward is?
They should have fired.
Totally different forwards altogether. Totally different. One, and yet you've got the very similar, almost identical reversal backwards. Just because it's not the words that create the reversals, it's the sounds of speech. So two people can say exactly the same sentence and you'll get different reversals. Well, in this case, the same reversal or very similar reversal on a totally different section of forward speech. So I like to see the skeptics try and explain that. I think they're going to have a little bit of a hard time, is my opinion.
Okay, so let's move along to our next one here. And we are in December 2017. And we are up to, where was it? I'm so full of shit. Okay, here we have Trump again.
These people always say, oh, they're saying, oh, TPP. Yeah, well, all these countries tied in. You can't terminate. You're tied into all the good ones. You, thank you very much.
This one says, serve America. Oh, yeah. I'm saying serve with America. Yeah, definitely with. Yep. Very obvious. Okay, all right. So let us move on down. Where are we? We got this one here. Here's the forwards.
The stock market is hitting an all-time high record for another, and think of this, 86 times since Election Day. 86 times.
And this one says, this idiot.
This idiot.
Huh.
This idiot. This idiot.
Is he talking about himself or someone else that he's around? Probably someone else that he's around. That tends to be what my gut would tell me. Okay, here we have another one.
Areas around Washington, D.C. are the richest areas in this country. You saw it the other night. A list came up. We have five areas that are among the richest areas in the country.
And this one says, we show virus.
We show virus. We show virus.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, well, I guess there's a virus in their system. Okay, here we have, we're going to go into a break any second, and there it is. I'll be back right after this.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we are back for our final segment of this week's DJO show. That call-in number, if you want to call in, you've got 30 minutes left to do, actually about 25. And that's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Talk about anything you want. Okay, all right, so here we have Trump in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Lifting our sights to what it is possible, not pulling us back and down to the old fights that have become so totally predictable.
And this one says, he lost worse, mark you better.
He lost worse,
Margibetta.
Huh.
You lost was Margibetta.
Well, it would help to know who he's talking about here. Someone lost the situation, whatever he's talking about, and he's doing a good job at repairing it or fixing it or being sold to or something. Need more information on the fours on that one to be able to give you a good interpretation to it. Okay, all right, here we have another one here. Here's a Trump on the Pensacola rally.
Areas around Washington, D.C., are the richest areas in this country. You saw it the other night. A list came up. We have five areas that are among the richest areas in the country.
And this one says, we show virus.
We show virus.
Huh.
We show virus. We show virus.
Okay, I guess there's a virus in that they're fighting against. Okay. Here is a reversal that I think I've already played. It seems to be familiar. Anyway, here it is anyway. I just played it. And we're not going to play that again. I have obviously jumped quicker than I thought. Okay, here we have the next one. Here's the forwards.
Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. It was 70 years ago that the United States under President Truman recognized the state of Israel.
And this is misery in a vessel.
Misery in a vessel.
Oh, yeah.
Misery in a vessel. Misery in a vessel.
Well, that's interesting. That would appear to be contradictory the first time you hear it. Misery in a vessel. And then we've got this one on Trump talking about recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Previous president.
Oh, I'm trying to play it forward. So I'll try it again now.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
And this one says, they deserve savior.
They deserve savior.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve savior. They deserve savior.
Is he talking about previous presidents or Israel? Probably Israel. They deserve savior. I guess so. Yeah, let's just play the thoughts again.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
And they deserve savior.
They deserve savior.
Huh.
They deserve savior. They deserve savior.
Yeah, it was certainly all there. Okay, all right. And the lucky last one.
Our children should inherit our love, not our conflicts. I repeat, the message I delivered at the historic and extraordinary summit in Saudi Arabia earlier this year.
This is your villain does December.
It really does December.
Huh.
It really does December. It really does December.
So what happened in December, and what villain indeed is he talking about? All right, we're going to move on to the second file of December 2017. Let us continue on with Trump, seeing we're playing Trump. So here he is. Here's the forwards.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
And he says, I made it up.
I made it up.
What is he talking about? What did he make up? Let's listen to the thoughts again to get a clue.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
I made it up. Oops, it didn't play it. Okay, here we go. I made it up.
I made it up.
Well, it's a little bit telling, isn't it? Okay, all right. So here's the next one, Trump on chain migration.
That makes sense for a modern economy. Selecting new arrivals based on their ability to support themselves financially.
This says, he deliver in the shit.
Peter Lindbergh in the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Lindbergh in the ship. Peter Lindbergh in the ship.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. And next one on Trump. Here was the Fords.
America is praying for you, and America is praying for all of the victims of this terrible shooting.
And this one is see crime in a wave.
See crime.
Oops, we lost it. Here we go.
See crime in a wave.
Oh, yeah.
See crime in a wave. See crime in a wave.
Yep, absolutely. Genuinely there. Okay, then we've got next one down. Here's the Fords. Once again on Pensacola.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
And this reversal says, America, we don't forgive. Well, that's pretty ominous. Oh, there we go. Fairly ominous sort of thing he's saying there. America, we don't forgive. And then we have this one here.
Hispanic unemployment is the lowest ever recorded. Any Hispanics here? Any Hispanic? Any Hispanics?
And I've seen it.
And I've seen it.
Yes.
And I've seen it. And I've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice and clear. And then we've got this one down here. Oh, here we've got the full of shit statement again.
They took this fraudster from ABC. They suspended him for a month. They should have fired him for what he wrote. He drove the stock market down 350 points in minutes, which, by the way, tells you they really liked me, right? What do you think of it?
And he says, they are full of shit.
They are full of shit.
Huh.
They are full of shit. They are full of shit.
Oh, make of that what you will. And here we have again Trump at the UN. This is an ominous reversal.
The Marshall Plan was built on the noble idea that the whole world is safer when nations are strong, independent, and free.
And here he says, I face a world war.
I face a world war.
Wow.
I face a world war. I face a world war.
Yes, indeed. Wow, a bit of an ominous reversal. Of course, you know, there's so many hot spots in the world right now that would be seem to be fairly congruent if I face the world war. All right, here we have an unnamed soldier.
A soldier coming home in a wheelchair. Not one more family slaughtered. Not one more day of U.S. imperialism.
This one says, no one he knows, he lives for no one.
No one, Biddles, he lives for no one.
Oh, yeah.
No one, Biddles, he lives for no one.
Yeah, clear as day.
No one, Biddles, he lives for no one.
Wow, okay, all right. So whoever he's talking about, Fords, is has a direct bearing on what he's saying now. Okay, so then we've got, where am I up to? Wolf Bitzer to Graham.
And we need security forces that are less sectarian when it comes to holding Mosul and Iraq.
You believe all these numbers coming out by the administration?
Oh, I think that
75% of the ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria have now been killed?
Nobody knows.
And he says, we love Hillary.
We love Hillary.
That sounds like... what's his name? Wolf Blitzer.
You believe all these. You believe all these.
Okay, here's the.
You believe all these.
Okay, so we've got you believe. In this case, is reversing to we love Hillary. Interesting reversal. Okay, here we have an activist against pedophilia.
And what breaks my heart is I go online and people are backing this shit. There are people backing this shit. There are people saying I'm so comfortable that we are acknowledged now that I can come out and claim my attraction for young children. I will fuck you up.
And this one says my ass will be heard.
As you're not normal. I don't care what Oh. You're not normal. You're 42 and what a fucking...
Here it is. Sorry, my ass will be hurt.
My ass will be hurt.
Oh, that's funny.
My ass will be hurt.
Well, all that wonderful literature coming out of his mouth, I'm sure many people listen to her. All right, here we have Ashton Kutcher on child trafficking.
We were the last line of defense. An actor and his foundation were the potential last line of defense. That's my day job, and I'm sticking to it.
And he says, and I've seen it.
No, I've seen it.
Yes.
No, I've seen it. No, I've seen it.
Yeah, there it is, no doubt. Okay, and now we've got Ashton Kutcher again on child trafficking.
I've seen video content of a child that's the same age as mine being raped by an American man that was a sex tourist in Cambodia. And this child was so conditioned by her environment that she thought she was engaging in play.
And this one says, help the shit.
Help the shit.
Huh.
Help the shit. Help the shit.
Okay, all right. So we're going to move on down. And here we have Caroline Kennedy at JFK's 100th anniversary.
So I think that that's how he would judge politics today. And I think everybody can make up their own mind.
And she says, I cannot give you that money.
Look in the heat of your money.
Huh.
Look in the heat of your money.
Look in the heat of your money.
I don't know. Was she a campaign financier and was pulled out or something? Is there anything I can think of? All right. Then we've got Graham discussing Russian hacks.
There is no doubt in my mind that the Russians hacked into political systems throughout the United States.
And this one says, and I need virus.
Then I need virus. Then I need virus.
Then I need virus. Wonder why he would need a virus for. Huh. He's talking about Russian hacks. Maybe a virus to fight the Russian hacks. Yeah, that would make sense. All right, here's the next one. Next one along.
If you do believe it, what are we going to do about it? Because Obama has been so weak in the eyes of the Russians that that's what's led to all of this mess, and you don't want to follow weakness with more weakness.
This one says, Sam said the law.
Sam said the law.
Sam said the law.
Yep.
Sam said the law.
So I don't know who Sam is, but anyway, there we go. And here we have another one.
I think the FBI and the CIA have made an incredibly detailed case about Russia's involvement in our election.
And the ICE, and I get the ICE, and I paid.
The ICE, and now you paid.
Huh.
The ICE, and now you paid. The ICE, and now you paid.
Okay, so here we've got two reversals now that are contradictory. Interesting. Huh. Okay, and now we've got next one along.
And we need security forces that are less sectarian when it comes to holding Mosul and Iraq.
You believe all these numbers coming out by the administration?
Oh, I think
that 75% of the ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria have now been killed?
Nobody knows.
And this one says they risk the settlers.
They risk the settlers.
Huh.
They risk the settlers. There's the sellers.
So I'm not too sure what he's talking about when he says the sellers. They risk the sellers. Interesting. All right, then we have, where are we? A classic one on Hillary Clinton. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Take a deep breath and relax.
Yeah.
You know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Someone says, I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
Wow.
I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
That's such a significant reversal. I'm going to save that in my reversal folder, because I think this one needs to be saved for posterity's sake. So here Here we go. So I can now pull it. Incidentally, always save your reversals by their names. Okay, that's what I do. I save my reversals by file names. That way they're very easy to pull up afterwards. Just think of little things like that. Oh, hang on. This didn't save properly. Hillary. Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's Hillary. I've never lied in my head. Let's run that again. Here's the forwards.
Just, you know, sit back because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
And I have never lied in my head.
Help.
Oh, hang on. Wrong one. Sorry, here we go. Oops. Right.
I have no room in my head.
Yeah, well, that's a true pathology, that one. That's a real issue. I would be worried about having someone in power who thinks they've never lied in their head. We all lie at some stage, in our, either outwardly or inwardly. And someone who says they've never lied is someone to be very worried about, I would think. That's just my opinion. All right, okay, so the next rent one, I am trying to pull that right now, and can't see it at the top of my head. I just had it. Where are we? Must be on here. It must be on this one. I have never lied in my head. If I can find that one. Ha! Now I've just lost. Right. I'm in the wrong month. Okay. It helps if you go to the right month. All right. Okay. Here we go. All right. I'll read the right one now. All right. So here's the next one on Hillary.
The enormous impact of the Russian theft of emails, the release of them by WikiLeaks.
She says, Hillary the slimy.
Hillary the slimy.
I'll be bothered.
Hillary the slimy.
Yeah, there it is. It's clear as day. Hillary the slimy. And then we have Hillary again. She's certainly can't let it go, can she?
President Trump has said that he will run again.
Yeah, he's already to collect money.
And he could win again, couldn't he?
Well, we don't know. We have no way of knowing that.
And this one says they won.
They won.
Wow.
They won.
Yeah, no doubt about that either. Okay. All right, so it's reverberating around in her unconscious. Wow. And here we have another one talking about Bill's sexual misconduct, her husband.
That we must stand against this kind of, action that is so sexist and misogynistic.
And here he says, and it disgusts him worse.
And it disgusts him worse.
Well, that's clear.
And it disgusts him worse. And it disgusts him worse.
Here, let's see what it sounds like amongst the gibberish. I'm going to play the whole lot backwards and see what you can hear.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Worse than the chat one.
There, it was quite clear there. I thought I heard it's in the pattern.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Worse.
Yeah, it's actually, it's in the pattern. It disgusts him worse.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Worse than the chat.
Wow. So that is a pattern he's running. And it is disgusting to him. Okay, and here we have Hillary with the amusing reversal. She just turned 70 after this interview.
Fast forward, that ended, and we kind of thought, okay, fine, end of history, democracy won, you know that story.
And this one says, 70 now.
Tyvonne, you know.
Right. You know, when you get a real... it doesn't matter, forget it. Train of thought, it slipped my mind. All right, okay, so let's move on to the next one here. Here's Hillary again.
And if you're really telling people about half of the country that they can no longer have the policies that they have through their employers.
This one says you lost Hillary.
You lost Hillary.
Oh, is it you lost Hillary? I think it's lust. Got to watch all those individual sounds. Is it an O or an U or an A or a B? They're all the questions that we're asking when we're going through reversals. Okay, so all valid questions. We call them the reverse speech checkpoints. For those of you who have taken the investigator class that starts in June, you'll know all about them. Don't forget, June 2nd, a brand new investigator class starting. Investigator class only, not the analyst course. It's just part one. It's going to be one class every 6 months. One class every month for six months. And get your certification. Learn how to do this properly. That'll be fantastic. All right, here we have Louis Alonzo. Here we go.
Well, I think we always have a good degree of healthy apprehension when we see something that for the first time.
And here he says, and it must cease.
And it must cease.
Well, that's clear.
And it must cease.
Yep.
And it must cease.
Yep, 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 yep. And then we've got This is another one on Louis Sunday.
We rather let the data drive the conclusions, vice our opinions and our bias drive the data, if that makes sense.
It says I see a method.
I see a method.
Yep.
I see a method.
Yep.
I see a method.
Yep, yep, no worries at all. And then we've got the next one down. Here we go. McCain on Russia hacking elections.
There's so many questions out there that we, first of all, need to understand the parameters of what's happened here. And so I would hold off and wait and see what happens.
This one says, in the past, over.
In the past, over.
Yep.
In the past, over.
Yep.
In the past, over.
Yeah, nice and clear, that one. Okay, in the past, over. And then we've got Nikki Haley defending Trump on Jerusalem decision.
And then I remember that Israel has chosen to remain in this institution because it's important to stand up for yourself.
And this one says, you finance it.
You finance it.
Oh, yeah.
You finance it.
You finance it.
Yeah, you finance it. Well, I guess they did finance the embassy. That would just make sense, wouldn't it? Is R.F. Kennedy calling for public help with vaccine safety.
We need, for the sake of these children, to win it now, today. And I can't do that without your help. I promise you we're going to win this battle. Help me do it, and help me do it now.
And this one says, I've said no one hurt.
I've said no one hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I've said no one hurt. Huh. I've said no one hurt.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's R.F. Kennedy getting his 15 minutes. Here we have State Legislator Mike Boss having a meltdown.
Now we give it, we pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough! I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here to vote for them! They sent me here to vote for them, to argue for them! But I'm trapped. I'm trapped by rules that have been forced down our throats.
This one says, don't I choke.
Don't I choke.
Huh.
Don't I choke.
Yep.
Don't I choke.
Yep, yep, yep. That's all there. And then we've got this one here.
Now we give a, we pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough! Feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here to vote for them! They sent me here to vote for them, to argue for them! But I'm trapped. I'm trapped by rules that have been forced down our throats.
And this one says, forgive us, Hillary. Yep, all right, okay. So I think we've got time for one more reversal, then we're right at the end. This is Susan Rice.
will be meeting with Foreign Minister Zarif. That channel that we had when Secretary Kerry spoke frequently with Foreign Minister Zarif was very useful for a variety of issues beyond the nuclear issue.
And this one says, fear as you send him off and it ain't evil. Well, that's clear. It's all there. All right, folks, there we go. We'll be about to wrap up. We are wrapping up. I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Don't go away. See you all later, everyone. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the Inner Health banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enter Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/4/2018. Oh, you know, it's just getting to be an interesting day every day now. And it's just one of those deals where if you look for a little bit of relief, where you think, oh, man, this will be like a just an easy day, and what you used to think about maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 10 years ago, if you're not that old,